Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. I want to wish everybody a happy, healthy holiday. I hope you're all enjoying the holidays with your friends or family or whoever you're spending it with. And I want to tell you that my new book is now available on Amazon. I'm offering it free for 5 days on a 5-day promotion. It's called Signs He's Not Into You / He's Just Wasting Your Time. Okay, the link is available in my podcast description, all right? And it's available free on Amazon, doesn't cost you anything. So if you're in a situation where you're unsure whether the guy you're dating or you're in a relationship, whether he's not really into you and you're unsure, download my book free. It's an ebook on Kindle on Amazon and it's offered free. The link again is in my podcast description and it's called Signs He's Not Into You / He's Wasting Your Time. Okay? I hope everybody has a great holiday. Hi everybody, it's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight I'm going to podcast on a very popular topic, why women stay with men who aren't right for them or who treat them badly. And this could go the other way too. So always remember, it could be men that are treated poorly by women as well or by their partner. So I'm going to refer to it as women being treated badly, but it could go for other ways as well. So keep that in mind. Okay. So a reason a lot of people ask, you know, why does she put up with him? Why does she stay with him? I don't understand it. You know, he treats her so badly. Maybe he disrespects her, or maybe he's physically or emotionally abusive, or, you know, maybe she's just putting up with a lot of crap. You know, maybe he's cheating on her. Well, here's the reason that a lot of women stay with men who are not right for them or who treat them badly. Okay. Basically, they stay with them over fear. Okay. And there's a lot of different reasons why. Okay. They don't want to be alone. A lot of reasons people stay in relationships with somebody that's not treating them right is because they don't want to be alone. And they don't want to date again because they're thinking to themselves, oh, if I break up with this person, oh no, I got to go back to the dating world and dating these people and, you know, starting all over. And that causes a person to get into a depression, you know, if they're having bad luck in the dating world. Or maybe they're just desperate and they just, you know, they can't be alone. They need to have somebody. Some people don't want to be alone. They would rather be with somebody that treats them poorly than have to be by themselves. Okay? Because they feel very weak. Maybe they don't have enough self-esteem or value themselves as much to be on their own. So that's why they stay with that person. But they have to remember that, you know, things won't change, okay? A lot of people stay with somebody because they think that, oh, eventually they'll change. No, basically what you see is what you get. I mean, you could talk to the person who's treating you poorly and they may say, oh, okay, you know, and go back to doing what they were doing. Maybe they'll be good for a little while and then they'll go back to their basic character of doing what they're doing unless they really, really want to change. Maybe, you know, if you go to therapy, if that person is willing to do that. But most of the time, they're not. So keep that in mind. Another reason that women stay with men that are not right for them or that treat them poorly is they believe the manipulations and lies that these men give them or that their partners give them, okay? Maybe they'll say to them, oh, it won't happen again. Or one minute they're showing them a whole bunch of love, and then the next minute they're putting them down. So they're bringing them in, and then they're pushing them away. This is what they do. They do something that's abusive or disrespectful, and then they show them love to keep them hanging on, okay? So you have to remember that you have to value yourself, all right? A lot of times people stay with abusive partners is because they fantasize. They feel they've also invested a lot of time or money in the relationship. This is a big one, okay? A lot of people will stay with somebody that doesn't treat them right because they feel like, oh, well, you know, I've been with this person for a long time and I hate to throw that away. We've been together so long, you know, why should I throw away all that, you know, we've done together and all these years we spent together? Well, the thing is, if you're not happy and the person is causing you to be unhappy, I don't care if you spent 20 years with that person, then it's time to walk away, okay? And say, I'm going to be treated better. I'm going to find somebody, and there are good people out there that will treat you better, but you have to go through that transition period again, okay? The other reason that a lot of people stay with people who are abusive is for financial reasons. Maybe they depend on that person financially and they can't leave them because they don't have any kind of financial means of living on their own. This is why I say all the time, you have to be independent no matter who you are, whether you're married, you're not married, you have to have your own because you don't know what could happen in life. Today or tomorrow, you could break up, you could get divorced, or for whatever reason, and you could be on your own. You don't know what could happen, so you need to have your own life going, okay? Plus, it makes you stronger, and your partner will have a little bit more respect for you if they see that, you know what, you're an independent person. Another reason that people have a hard time breaking away from somebody who treats them poorly is if there's children involved. Now, when children are involved, it gets complicated, okay? That's a big one why people stay together when they're with a person that treats them poorly, because it's a whole big thing whether you're going to go for a divorce, then you go to court, then you have to deal with visitation, and, you know, you have to think about the impact it's going to have on your children. So that's another reason that a lot of people stay with somebody who is treating them poorly. And another reason that somebody might stay with somebody who treats them poorly, for instance, let's say somebody's husband is cheating on her and she knows the woman that he's cheating with, and she has so much hatred, she may say to herself, well, I don't want her having him. If I break up with him, she's going to have him. So there's that competition going on, okay? But if that's the case, you should let her have him because you don't want him, okay? So they just, a lot of times, a lot of these people that stay, it's because they don't want to be alone. Sometimes they're lazy. They don't want to change their lives. But what they're doing is they're wasting their time till eventually the relationship's going to break down, okay? They're either going to live in a life where there's always these ups and downs, okay? One day they love you, the next day you're fighting with them. Or they're going to have a situation where eventually the relationship's going to break down and one person is going to want out, okay? So if you're not in a, you know, good relationship, don't waste your time. The other thing is, a lot of times people stay in a relationship where the other person is not treating them well is because they like the challenge. They think they can change that person. Like, for example, on one episode of Love After Lockup, there was one girl who was dating somebody who was incarcerated, and she said, Oh, I love to turn a bad guy good. Well, she was delusional because she wasn't going to turn him around. And the one of the detectives she had lunch with told her, "You're not going to change him. He's a hardened criminal. He was doing a lot of time. And when he comes out, he's going to treat you poorly, okay?" And he ended up lying to her, telling her he was supposed to get out when he wasn't getting out, till she finally got disgusted and saw, you know, he was lying to her. So you're definitely not going to change somebody like that, okay? So, you know, what you see is what you get. Remember that. So many people think that they could change somebody. Somebody's basic character is their basic character. Now, I'm not saying people don't change. Of course, there are some people that change, but it's because the other person wants to change, not because you're going to change them. All right? Another reason why people stay in, like, abusive relationships or relationships where one person treats the other one poorly is they think that abuse is normal. Maybe they grew up themselves in a home where their parents fought all the time and they think that's normal, and they don't think that, you know, there's any big deal with that because they've seen it. They've grown up with it. That's why a lot of women that have been abused, a lot of them have come from households as children where their parents, the same thing went on, you know, where the father was abusing the mother or situations like that in some instances. So the other thing, another reason that people stay in relationships with people that treat them poorly is they're afraid to admit the relationship didn't work out. Maybe they're afraid in front of their friends or their family. Maybe they have a very traditional family that doesn't believe in divorce or that you should break up. And maybe you'd be the first one breaking up out of anybody in the family and it looks poorly and you're afraid of what your family or your friends or your coworkers would think, like, oh, they didn't make it or something like that. But you know what? You can't worry about what other people think. You know, you have to do what's good for you. And that's the bottom line. Never worry about what other people think. You have to do what's going to better your life. And, you know, a lot of women, too, they'll say something to the effect that, "Oh, but I love him. That's why I won't leave him. I love him." See, a lot of these women, they don't even know what love is, okay? They don't recognize, you know, what is love. Love is not lust. It's not, you know, oh, you know, I want to be together with him and be romantic with him. No, love is something that comes over time, you know? And a lot of these women, you know, they just don't see it for what it is. They have their blinders on. They're living in a fantasy world. They're not seeing it for what it is. You know, when somebody really loves you, they don't want to hurt you. They want to make you happy. You know, and like I said in my prior podcast, you could love someone who's also not good for you either or right for you. So you have to stop putting your blinders on and look at the red flags. You know, an abusive partner will also destroy your self-esteem, and you don't think that you could do better for yourself. A lot of narcissists do this, by the way. They try to break you down, put you down, tell you that everything is your fault. They don't take responsibility for anything being wrong because they're all about the power. They want to have the power and put you down, okay? And, you know, when they break your self-esteem up, it doesn't always happen overnight. It could be years of abuse. So that's what happens too. And then if a person's in a relationship like that, with somebody like that, they have a hard time leaving because they've dealt with so many years of this constant abuse of somebody putting them down, and they never think that they could get somebody better. All right? They need to really have a strong support system of friends and family and coworkers, or, you know, abusive organizations that could help them, all right, to give them the strength to not be in a relationship like that. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of strength. So, you know, if you find that you're in a situation like that, you need to build up your support system. That's key. You have to get your support system. That'll build up your strength. It'll build up your self-esteem so you can get out of a bad situation. Okay? Remember that you always deserve better. Everybody deserves to be loved and not treated poorly. Okay? And like I said, you know, when you break up with somebody, if you're in a relationship that they treat you poorly, you got to remember, you're going to go through that uncomfortable period, but then your life will get better. Okay? So these are the reasons that people stay with somebody who treats them poorly. I've hit pretty much most of the reasons that people do. Most of the time, like I said, you know, they don't want to be alone. That's, you know, a big one. And they don't want to disrupt their life, or, you know, they're too lazy to make the change. It takes a lot of courage to walk out on a situation like this, especially when you're relying on the other person, let's say for finances, or there's children involved. But if it's a really bad situation, you have to have the courage, and you have to have the support system to get away from it and go through that uncomfortable period, that transition, till your life gets better. Okay, you guys? So that's the reason that people stay with partners that treat them badly, okay, or abusive. If you like my podcast, please hit the subscribe button and have a great night.